Welcome back to another halacha share. We're continuing the halachas of Yom Na'arayim, and specifically the halachas of Slichas. So the halacha is that someone should say the Birchas HaTorah, should make the Birchas HaTorah before he daven Slichas. Since Slichas has a lot of psukim, and even though you're not saying it derech learning, you're saying it derech tachnunim, L'maisa, the Mishavur Paskins, the Simim Manvav, Sivkot and Chavzayin, that you're supposed to say Birchas HaTorah first. And Mat Ephraim also here in Tavkof Payalef, Sifya Beis also says, you say Berachas Torah first. And therefore, if someone comes to Shul late and they already start Slichas, he shouldn't just start Slichas right then. He should first say the Brachas, Al Tizdayim, Ashi Yotzar, and Berachas Torah before he starts Slichas. In Dali Rabbah, Sivkotim Tes, B'Shem Deshlah, he says that he's supposed to stand the entire Slichas, and Al Kaponim, by Kelmach Yoshev and Yugil Midas, he should stand. And the Mat Ephraim says the same thing. I'll read you his loss. And he says, "V'toyv lamoid b'shas amiris haslichas." It's good to stand b'shas when you're saying slichas. V'yesh oimrim zecharach amecha. That's the part at the end of slichas. B'yeshiva v'oimrim lamiris shmakaleinu. U'misha kashal lamoid b'amiris haslichas. Someone who finds it hard to stand. Akaponim yamoid b'shas amiris kamel reishav b'shloish esamidos u'b'shas amiris haviduim. If you find it hard to stand, at least the minimum you should stand by kamel reishav by shloish esamidos. By Yigal Midas and by Viduyim. Now, if someone's in the middle of Slichas, he was going a little slow through the Piyutim, and the Tzibur started Kel Melech Yeshev and Yigal Midas. The halacha is you should stop where you are in the middle of your Piyut and say Hashem Hashem Yigal Midas together with the Tzibur. You don't have to stop for Kel Melech Yeshev, you continue your Piyut, but when it comes to Hashem Hashem, you should stop where you are and say Yigal Midas together with the Tzibur, and then go back to where you're holding in the Slichas. Now, before every slicha, we have these different psukim. And the truth is, the slichas are miyusar, are established on those psukim. And therefore, in the svarim it's brought down, you should say those psukim, not to skip those psukim. After Hashem Hashem, they have those psukim that you say before the next piyot, you should say those psukim. And as I state in Seva Asher Yish, Vashay Rabbi Yashiv, and it's brought down like this, he says, Kamoiken Yesh Losim Dogesh Ala Miris HaPsukim Asher Koidim L'chol Piyot HaPiyot. There should be an emphasis on saying those psukim before every piyut, ki apiyutim yisod ma psukim elu, because the piyutim really are miyusa on those psukim. V'amadalgim ayisam, and those who skip it, mafsidim ikr. They're really losing out the ikr part, and you should really say those psukim, because that be'etzim is the ikr slichas. That's already a takana mikoidim, even before the piyutim you have that takana to say those psukim, and therefore, in the svarim it says, you should be makbid to say those psukim. After the slichas, a lot of times you have the vidu. After shmakalim, you have the vidu hashamnu. A lot of the slichas bring down the hashamnu three times. Lamaisa, the minig hagra and the minig arizal is it's brought down the berhetev and tafresh base of katan base brings down the berhetev brings down from the arizal. You should only say hashamnu one time, and so it's also brought in the maaser rav from the gra. It's sufficient to say the vidu one time and not three times.